Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, special note to oneself. Don't let my kids go to high school in Vermont or Tehran. It's just a couple of bad places. But Vermont, Kev, what are you comparing Vermont to Tehran now? What's wrong with you? Why would you do such a thing? Well, members of a Vermont high school volleyball team, girls. Am I allowed to say girls? Does the pronoun guy give us any guidance, Nick, on news stories? If it's in fact actual girls playing high school volleyball, can we?
I think we're still allowed to say girls and boys.
As long as it is actually girls playing on the volleyball team, we're not in trouble for calling them girls. I just want to make sure
we're A-okay.
Okay, so and none of them are identifying as anything else. So I'm hoping that I'm not offending anybody. But members of a Vermont girls high school volleyball team. Because there are some really poor sports in the school, have been banned. Get this. They have been banned from using their own locker room. And they now have to change in a single stall bathroom after they complained about a boy being on their team. They call it a transgender teammate. Some teammates allege that the transgender player at Randolph Union High School made an inappropriate remark to some of them while they were changing in the locker room. If all he did was make an inappropriate comment, I would say that's showing remarkable restraint. There's a reason why you don't let boys in the girls' locker rooms, especially in high school. Do you know why? Any idea why that might be? Anybody have any idea why you might not want to let boys into the girls' high school locker room at the school? When girls are in there changing. No, nobody's got an idea. Okay. Well, he made an inappropriate remark. Some team members want the transgender player relocated. Duh. Show me a girls team that's just dying to have a boy in there. I coached women's sports on the college level for about 4 years. You could not have a more clear understanding of what their wishes were than to keep all boys out of the locker room. Because when you go on the road, you end up using the men's locker room as the visiting team. And so the girls were always frequently concerned that there would be, you know, some random dude that walked in not knowing that there was a game on that day. So we always had myself and another assistant posted on the outside of those doors on the two entrances, wherever the entrances were to the locker room, to make sure that nobody got in or out. Why? Because they didn't want boys in their locker room. That didn't make them transphobic. It didn't make them anything other than just proper ladies. But Vermont's state law means that students can play sports and use the locker which corresponds to their gender. The little chipmunk in their head telling them what they are.
Today you feel like a boy today. Today you feel like a girl.
It's not that hard. All you have to do, if you're confused on any given day, go to the mirror and stand there naked. And whatever you see in the mirror, use that is the determining factor for which bathroom you use. But now these girls who said, we don't want boys in our locker room, they get thrown out. The dude still gets to use the girls' locker room. They have to use a single stall. The cuckoos are running loose these days. Kevin McCullough.